call the Senate Education Committee to order. The Senate Chair notifies those here that we're not going to have work session on Senate Bill 126. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 849. Would our administrator tell us about the amendments to Senate Bill 849?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is one of our two tag bills that we've heard. Senate Bill 849, as drafted, would have dedicated $1.5 million of the federal No Child Left Behind Act funds to teacher training that assists teachers in meeting the learning needs of talented and gifted students. You should have stapled to your staff measure summary a dash one amendment. And this amendment changes the source of the funding from the federal money to the general fund and changes the amount from $1.5 million to $200,000.
Thank you.
It currently does not have a Ways and Means referral, but Ways and Means and the President's Office would like it to go there.
That's important information. Thank you, Jan.
Well, I'd like to hear from the department.
Steve, would you come up?
Because I think there is some resistance or reluctance, but I want to hear. And my question is, do you oppose this bill, this amendment, the bill as amended?
Mr. Chair, Senator Morissette, as amended, the department, I think, would be neutral on this bill. The amount of money that the state dedicates to talented and gifted programs has been extremely limited and has been growing more and more limited over the past year. We did have some grave concerns about the bill as originally drafted because as we read the federal law, and in fact as the federal government has told us to read the law and guidance, we cannot impose those sort of restrictions on Title IIA funds. So I think that, not to be flip, but I think the department's reaction is that if you can come up with $200,000 for talented and gifted programs, for a teacher training, then that would be fine with us.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Senator Decker.
Are you ready for motion?
Is there further
discussion? No, that's fine.
Discussion? Yeah, I'm ready for motion.
I'm ready to give one.
Thank you. Would you?
I move, Mr. Chair, the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 849.
Senator Deckard has moved the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 849. Any further discussion?
No, I'll wait. I'll wait. No.
Thank you. Any opposition? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Senator Decker.
I will now move Senate Bill 849 to the Committee on Ways and Means with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Decker has moved Senate Bill 849 to Ways and Means with a do-pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended. I'm sorry. Thank you. Senator Morris.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that, and because I think, and I appreciate the generous non-endorsement from the department, but seriously, I think this is a real problem because we're talking about a special need group of people, just as much as we're talking about a special need of people who are in on the other end of the spectrum, so to speak. And I think that the department should try to find the money. I think I would hope that Ways and Means would recognize the importance of this and move this bill along. So I'm happy that we are doing this. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further? Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Vice Chair Deckert?
I vote aye.
Senator Morissette?
Aye.
Chair Stahl?
Aye. Senate, having received the necessary majority, Senate Bill 849 is referred to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. With that, I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 849 and open that work session on Senate Bill 850. Senator Morissette, let's let Jen take us through the Dash 1 amendments, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 850 is our other tag bill, and originally it directs the Department of Education to award grants to school districts and charter schools to increase participation by students in the Advanced Placement Program. And each school district would be allowed to apply for this grant. And this grant would have to be used by school districts to assist students in paying fees for the Advanced Placement exams, to fund teacher training related to the Advanced Placement Program, and to purchase support materials related to the Advanced Placement Program. It also appropriates $550,000 in general funds to the program for the grants. The Dash 1 amendment from Senator Morissette adds one more purpose that those monies can be used for, which would include the purchase of laboratory equipment or other essential equipment for an Advanced Placement class. And this already has a prior referral to Ways and Means.
Senator Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, I feel very strongly that with the budget deficit, we are cutting many of the wrong programs. We're cutting programs for the talented and gifted in terms of advanced placement. We're doing a disservice to this particular group of needy students. This bill will be dealt with in Ways and Means. It will be dealt with by the department. I think we are as much sending a message as anything. I think it's very, very important that we address the needs of all of our students. And I know that school districts are cutting advanced placement as they cut programs, just as they're cutting other advanced courses like band and oftentimes drama. These are programs that also impact some students of need who have skills that are not being developed. And I just hate to see the mediocrity that will take place as we continue to cut these programs. So this is a small cry in the wilderness to support the programs that need to be supported, and the department is shaking its head affirmatively, so obviously they're supportive, and they're even smiling. So I would move the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 850.
Senator Morissette has moved the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 850. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
I would move the Senate Bill 850 as amendment to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morissette has moved Senate Bill 850 as amended to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Morissette?
Aye.
Vice Chair Decker?
Aye.
Chair Stiles?
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, Senate Bill 850 is moved to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Close the work session on Senate Bill 850. Committee, we're short of bills to work. But we're going to have a couple of bills. I asked the administrator to publish a House bill. We have one Senate bill up.
Senate bill is the Senator Bishop Warren,
370. We're going to have gotten stuff 370 to look at. We're going to have Senate bill, or House bill 2450 that was assigned to us up for
This Thursday.
Could be a short session again. Our work is done for the day. With that, I'm going to adjourn the Senate Education Committee. Thank you for being prompted.